This is David Austin with the BBC News. President Trump has played down a row over defence spending in a meeting with the French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris, ahead of commemorations to mark the centenary of the end of the First World War. In an earlier tweet, Mr. Trump described as very insulting Mr. Macron's call for a European army to protect itself and reduce dependence on the US.
This could have been a tetchy encounter after Donald Trump's distinctly undiplomatic tweet made the moment of his arrival in France. Instead, the ambiance between the two men, at least before the cameras, was hearty and smiling. The fledgling row over European defence was quickly skated over, both men agreeing that what was important was that Europe pay more for its own defence and thus take some of the financial burden from the US. Behind the bonhomie, though, the differences between the two men in their view of how the world should be run remain fundamentally unbridgeable.
Hugh Schofield reporting. The most destructive wildfires on record are ripping through the north and south of the US state of California, forcing more than 200,000 people to flee their homes. At least 9 people have been killed. Brianna Sachs is a reporter for BuzzFeed.
There's 3 fires burning right now in California, and the Camp Fire in Northern California has scorched more than 6,700 acres, so it's the most destructive in California history. Fires here is they're wind-driven a lot of the time, so they really just move, you know, football fields in a matter of minutes when the winds kick up and it's dry, and the conditions right now are just prime for the fires to move with immense speed.
The UN's human rights chief, Michelle Bachelet, says she's outraged by what she called the unconscionable suffering being inflicted on civilians in the battle for the Yemeni city of Hodeidah. Government forces are trying to capture the area from the Houthi rebels. Here's Alan Johnston.
Ms. Bachelet, the UN's top human rights official, is clearly appalled by what's happening in Hodeidah. She demanded that the warring parties and their international backers halt the horrors being endured by what she called the city's deeply frightened and starving people. The latest reports speak of intense clashes in the area of a large hospital, with many airstrikes being carried out by the government's Saudi-led coalition allies. The government says its forces have captured the building, but this hasn't been confirmed.
Alan Johnston, World News from the BBC.